Nadia Cohen writes about what she misses the most in lockdown. She laments about the state of the house in time of lockdown. There are unfinished jigsaws, discarded socks and board game pieces everywhere. And by the end of the day, I want to scream at the sight of my once pristine home. And I have a new respect of how the cleaner we get in now and then, quickly and efficiently, she blitzes our house. It took me over 6 hours at the weekend to clean the place from top to bottom. And it got me thinking, what do you miss the most in this time? And what is the first thing you do once lockdown finishes? Now, Nadia there, she misses getting in a cleaner now and then. You know, she has the capacity to, her and her have the capacity to have a cleaner. I must admit, the first thing I'm going to do is get a haircut. It's starting to turn into a, tell you what, a bit of an afro. Stephen, you first. What do you miss most?
I had a haircut scheduled for the day after the lockdown. So Leonie at Varda and in Auckland there, I'll be coming back to see you as soon as I can. Look, I try not to think about that, to be perfectly frank with you. There are lots of things I miss, but I'm in a pretty comfortable situation. But I would mention one thing. Mm-hmm. Next week is Holy Week, and we would have been every day at St. Matthew's in the city, listening to music, walking mm-hmm. our labyrinth, doing Palm Sunday, big service on Easter Day. I'm going to really miss that. That's going to be a real difficult week to get through.
Yeah,
what about you, Verity? Here's a couple here. Megan says, a trim flat white at my favourite cafe.
She totally read my mind. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Don in Carden says, Wallace, fish and chips.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
They're starting to come through now. What you miss the most. Verity, what about you?
I do miss cafes probably the most, not just for the coffee, because I have a coffee machine at home, but not just for the coffee, but because I often go to cafes to escape my own thoughts. Like if I'm having a particularly overwhelming day, I go to a cafe and that distracts me. And now in lockdown, I just sit with this mental symphony of noise in my head. So I miss being able to drown that out via, you know, cafes and people. But I also, I just really miss like hanging out with my family, like my parents and my brother. My brother's actually here from overseas and I can't see him because we're in different bubbles. So I never thought I'd miss this, but I just miss all the annoying hugs that my mum used to give me when she'd try and kiss me really. And, you know, she'd try and, you know, be all mumsy and I would push her away because I'm, you know, too cool for that. But now I'm like, no, mum, come back. I want a hug.